over here in McCool Park in Balbuffet in the first of the games today, and it's ended up in a bit of a rut for the Donegal side, winning 6-11 to 9 points was how it finished. A convincing one. It's a 20-point victory in the end as Maxi Kern's side strolled to the points, and the points now good enough as well, might as we understand, to put them in to the semi-finals of the league. I'm sure that's one of the first targets that Maxi Kern would have met. Obviously, championship is the big thing, but as you go along in the season, you go along in the weeks, you know, there's certain targets that you want to hit, and I suppose more in the semi-final in the league is one of those. It looks like that's where they are now with this victory, with two games left to play. So as we said earlier, things starting to move now a wee bit more for the Donegal ladies after a tentative start.
Yeah, it's good to see them in the semi-final, especially after last year. They were runners-up last year, unbeaten finalists to Cork there. So it's good for Maxi Kern's side to get into the semi-final again this year. Would have been disappointed hadn't they achieved that. But an all right performance out there today. I suppose a very poor Kerry side. So, you know,
they weren't really tested, were they, to be honest?
They weren't tested, Oisin, out there today. So I wouldn't read a lot into that sort of a game. They have two big games ahead of them now, which will stand to them as well when they get to the semi-final stages. They have Mayo to play and Cork to play. You know, the Cork game was postponed there earlier on in the league due to the snow conditions, so those will be two testers for the team. A lot of subs got a game out there today as well, which will be good for their confidence. But the team seems to be coming together well. You know, it's hard to imagine what kind of team he's going to line out in the next few games. I assume it'll be a little bit different, maybe. You know, Oisin, a lot of chopping and changing there today. So hopefully there'll be a much more steady panel the next day.
Yeah, and what about those performances today? I know right across the field there was a lot of good performances, and they moved the ball very, very well at times, so they did. But again, the intensity that we expected Kerry maybe to bring here wasn't on show today. But like it's hard just to single out anybody. There was a lot of good performances across the board.
Yeah, well, all throughout the field you had good performances. Eve McDonald, Karen Guthrie, Sarah Jane, McDonald, Niamh Hegarty was a wee bit quiet today now. Olaf McCafferty had a good game in the back line. So the back line didn't have a lot to do today, to be honest. Defensively, Kerry had two scorers up front, Sarah Houlihan, their captain, and Andrea Murphy. A lot of frees for the move. Maybe in hindsight, you know, they just have to be a little bit less critical in the back line. You know, they have to really just tighten up on there and stop the frees, because I remember last year in the final there was a lot of frees from the Cork side that really put a nail in the coffin for Donegal at the end.
We've seen both sets of ladies now leave the field. They're all set up for the senior game to come, which is going to get underway at 3 o'clock this afternoon. But now Donegal all but secure of a place in the ladies Division 1 semi-final, and they carry that now into to the next two games. They've got Cork, who they know very well, and they've got a Mayo team that they're going to face, that beat them last year in the championship. But they want to continue this form now into both of those matches, will they?
Yeah, of course they do now. That'll be a big confidence booster for them out there today, one in there with such a large margin. So, you know, it's as I said, it's very good early on in the league to be at this stage. They look very fit out there. They seem to be playing well together as well, Oisin. Maxi's a very professional operator. You know, training's a lot better. So we're coming from the campus. Training's always very good this year. You know, the girls are bonding really well, and even the young and the old, you have a bit of experience there, and you have the youth in there as well this year. So it seems to be going well for them so far. Good to see them coming away with the performance they got today. It will help them a lot now going into the team against the big teams like Cork and Mayo. Two big games ahead of them, but as I said, it'll really be a good tester for them going into the likes of semi-final launching.
And obviously the main target this year is to improve on where they were last year. They want to win another Ulster title, but they want to lay that ghost of the quarter final and the All-Ireland series to bed, and they want to knock on from that and improve on that, so they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was very disappointing, the performance last year in the All-Ireland run-up. I did actually think, and I think the girls themselves thought they would get a run out in Croke Park, but you know, listen, they've got to learn from that. You know, you learn a lot from losing. They want to go back this year. They're in Monaghan in the first round of the Ulster Championship this year, so that's going to be a tight game as well, to see them pass the semi and to the Ulster final. Hopefully again retain the cup again this year and maybe go a step further now. That's, I suppose, the plan for Maxi the whole time. I'm not sure he's that worried about winning any sort of league campaigns or league finals or stuff like that there. He's more worried about the performance and trying to get the right team out there to maybe go a step further this year, Oisin.
OK, Maureen, many thanks for your contribution today. Maureen O'Donnell back in the commentary booth watching the Donegal ladies, who were emphatic winners today. Karen Guthrie put in a big shift today. She got one of the six goals. Sergey McDonald got one. Kira Grant bagged two. And Yvonne Bonner, of course, getting a couple of goals as well. There was a good spread of scores right across the team in this victory for Maxi Kern's side, who are now all set for a semi-final place in Division 1 of the Ladies National Football League. Just to remind you, that full-time score of the ladies as we go back to the studio on Letterkenny, it's an easy one, a comfortable one, an emphatic one for Donegal as they defeated Kerry today by 6-11 to 9 points. We'll be back more shortly here from the Balbafay venue, mate.